Hospitals around the country are delaying elective procedures to preserve personal protective equipment to fight COVID-19. But what qualifies as elective isn't clear-cut. BPR recently heard from one listener in West Rutland who told us his cancer surgery may be delayed. BPR's Emily Corwin reports.
A few months ago, Russell Green had an MRI, which revealed he had prostate cancer, and it was growing rapidly. On March 9th, the 63-year-old financial advisor met with his doctor at Dartmouth Hitchcock Health for a biopsy.
And that's when the aggressive cancer was determined to be there.
Green and his doctor agreed he would have the cancer surgically removed on April 22nd.
He said that was the next available surgery. I had actually asked him, I said, I'm supposed to be in a performance mid-July. You know, can I wait till mid-July?
Green says his doctor told him do not postpone the surgery, even for Shrek the Musical, which Green and his wife are performing in at the Paramount Theater in Rutland in July, directed by their son.
And he said, I absolutely would not do that. Not with what I've seen here and your history. I would get it out as soon as possible.
Green put the surgery in his books for April 22nd, the hospital's first available opening. Then, coronavirus hit, and Dartmouth-Hitchcock put a hold on elective surgeries, including, it seemed, Russell Green's cancer surgery.
So I hear this, and I think, well, this isn't elective. It's aggressive cancer, and you want to get rid of the thing. That's not elective. And then I'm told, well, yeah, it's sort of not. They're rescheduling things.
You know, the most important thing to understand is that things are so fluid right now that we are revising our understanding, our recommendation, our planning on a daily basis.
Dr. Ed Marins is chief clinical officer for Dartmouth Hitchcock Health. About a week and a half ago, he says Dartmouth Hitchcock did pause many elective procedures and surgeries. UVM Medical Center also paused non-urgent elective procedures, along with other hospitals nationwide. Governor Phil Scott later ordered the suspension of those surgeries, a policy the Trump administration supports.
We are really short on the protective equipment needed to evaluate, test, and treat patients with COVID-19 right now. And the protective equipment we use in procedures and in surgeries is the same equipment. And if we can pause doing some of these elective procedures for a period of time while waiting for additional shipments to come in, we're hoping that works.
Marin says the hospital asked medical leadership in all areas to identify elective procedures that could be delayed to preserve protective equipment. And they did that. But he says now the hospital is easing back just a bit.
And then we've gone back and said, can you look more at that middle area? There might be some people that really are more semi-elective that we would like to be able to do.
Marin says now departments are trying to find ways to proceed with more urgent elective procedures by reducing the number of staff and equipment they use. But he says it's a balancing act.
At the same time, we're talking about this impending tsunami of this novel coronavirus and the impact on a pretty limited healthcare system in northern New England.
Russell Green says he doesn't blame hospital staff. They're just playing the cards they've been dealt. And, he says, since he complained to his doctor in the hospital, that April 22nd date appears to be back on the books. But, he says, his doctor recently told him, don't count on it. Everything's subject to change. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.